headlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Ellie with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. The family of a 63-year-old Brisbane woman says her release from prison on bail is bittersweet after claiming she was unfairly detained over the past 2 years while awaiting trial for fraud-related offences in human rights violation. Fatima Alash has been behind bars for almost 2.5 years after being charged with 3 fraud offences and 1 passport-related charge in February 2023. The Australian house price are priced 30% above fair value at Brisbane, and Brisbane is fast becoming the worst city for inflated property prices. Experts are warning that houses are so overvalued that a major correction could be economically catastrophic. Brisbane is just behind Sydney in overinflated house value, with an inflation rate of 38% and 41%, respectively. The average growth of house value in Australia grows by 7% each year, and data shows that Australians nationally hold 55% of their wealth in their home. In national news, the Victorian government will change the Working with Children laws, with the first changes taking effect in August. This comes as Victorian childcare worker is charged with more than 70 offences, including sexual assault and producing child abuse material. Police have confirmed that the accused had worked at 20 childcare centres over 8 years and held a valid Working with Children check. Currently in Victoria, only criminal charges or regulatory findings can cause a Working with Children check to be revoked. From August, regulations will change to take into account prohibition notices issued by the Department of Education. Queensland Services Minister Natalie Hutchins has said it is clear the system needs strengthening, but more will come after a review is concluded. Australia's first Indigenous-led truth-telling inquiry has handed down its final report after more than 4 years and over 1,300 submissions. It was found that First Nations people in Victoria have endured crimes against humanity and genocide since the colonialisation of Victoria. It was also found that systemic injustice continues to impact First Nations peoples as a result today. The Commission concluded that colonisation in Victoria included massacres, cultural destruction, forced child removals, and economic exclusion. The inquiry clearly called colonisation genocide, drawing on first-hand experiences by Aboriginal Victorians to demonstrate the lasting impacts. First Nations people in Victoria have consistently been excluded from opportunities to generate wealth, the report says. The current economic disparities were found to be linked to colonial practices and state-sanctioned exclusion. In international news, the US envoy to the Ukraine war, Keith Kellogg, has accused Russia of trying to stall peace negotiations and called for an immediate ceasefire. The statements were made on social media platform X on Monday local time, urging Russia and Ukraine to agree to further talks to end the war. Claims that Russia was trying to stall for time were rebuked by Kremlin spokesperson Dmitry Peskov, saying no one is delaying anything here. He further commented, quote, "We are naturally in favour of achieving the goals that we are trying to achieve through the special military operation," end quote. These comments came as the French and Russian presidents held their first phone call since 2022. For your weather today, Brisbane is almost as cool as you are, dear listener. It is 13 degrees with an expected maximum of 19. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is the moderate band. That's all for your news for 9 a.m. We will be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners.